This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
puppies, they're better than Prozac. Want a remedy for the blues? Go pick up a puppy. You might even hate dogs, but you still can't resist a puppy, can you? What is it about puppies? Or babies of any kind, really, doesn't matter what species. The adults might seem hideous, but the kids still tug at your heartstrings. Take spotted hyenas. Talk about a maligned brand. Woo! They're not just disliked, they're loathed. Maybe it's that high-pitched laughter. That'll chill your bones on a moonless night. You know, anytime the Disney company casts you as a bad guy, like they did with hyenas in The Lion King, you know you're despicable. And yet, baby hyenas are adorable. They look like puppies, but they're called cubs. Wouldn't you just love to pick up a cute little furry hyena cub and nuzzle it to your cheek? Probably not a good idea. Mom's a little particular about her kids. Pick one up and watch out. She has a bite force of 1,100 PSIs. That's pounds per square inch. Stronger than a lion's at 650 PSIs. And female hyenas, they're bigger than the males. It's a mother knows best kind of matriarchal society. You know, perhaps it's better to let sleeping hyenas lie. Why don't we mosey over to the local lion pride? They're usually neighbors with the hyena clan, although they're not on speaking terms. It's more like snarling and laughing terms. Now, if you love the hyena cubs, well, you'll absolutely adore the lion cubs. These kids are playful. They spring on top of one another and make little baby growls. It's very cute. It's practice for when they grow up. Mom finds a nice spot away from the pride to give birth. Once the kids arrive, she waits about 6 weeks to introduce them to the other members of the pride. Dad gives them a look-see, but you know, he's usually too busy looking kingly to play with them. And if they nip on his tufted tail or pester him, well, he simply roars and scares the bejesus out of them. Meanwhile, Mom continually grooms the little tykes by licking them with her sandpaper tongue. Now, if you're going to sneak in and hug a lion cub, it's best to go during the day when the adults are sleeping. Adult lions snooze like 18 to 20 hours a day, which should give you plenty of time to hug a cub. When you see the sun setting, put that cubby down and head for your all-terrain vehicle, because the grown-ups wake up about this time. They do a lot of their hunting at night when it's cooler. Plus, they have great night vision and can see what they're after before it sees them. I could go on about other species with cute little kids, but really, why bother? Puppies work as well as hyena and lion cubs, and they're way more accessible. Last week, I visited a Maltese breeder and her two new litters. The 8-week-old pups rolled, pranced, yipped, and licked any hand that went to pet them. It should be illegal to be that cute. I picked them up all I wanted, and they were digging the attention. If I had a wagometer, I still wouldn't have had time to gauge the speed of those tails. And I didn't even have to worry about their moms waking up and eating me. Maltese moms are smaller than lion cubs and super friendly. Frankly, after giving birth to all those puppies, well, the moms looked like they were relieved that I was playing with them and keeping them busy. Just like every mom.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting wlvr.org/take5. This is WLVR.